Trail 2-1 after one because Cox and Osborne both score goals.
But now a chance for Cox to the net. He'll shoot. Save, rebound, and it crossed the line. It's in. Cox ties the game up as it just squeaked through. Goaltender Phillips. And Jamie Phillips looked like he might have been seeing that one, and it ended up going wide. Oh, here's a hard hit on Hanna, and the Husky can't clear. They had an opportunity, did not get it out. And now it's Appleton sliding it over. Osborne waiting to one time, and he does score.
Well, that was the power play goal for the Spartans in that first period to make it 2-1, and then we did have that opportunity to get the puck out, and you and I talked a little bit about that. It seemed like that happened a few times in that game where we maybe didn't make good decisions when we had a little bit more time with the puck than maybe we thought.
Yeah, that was one of the things we really talked about is on penalty killing. You have to make sure when you have an opportunity to clear the puck that you do. You clear the zone. You don't want to give any team a second opportunity, and it usually comes back to haunt you or bite you, and in that game it did. But, you know, they scored on the first shot on goal. I thought, I think through the first 10, 11 minutes, we outshot them 8-0, 9-0, and I really didn't give them any room. And they come down on the first shot, sort of scored on a squeaker that got through Jamie. And then, obviously, the power play goal, we just, it was just a bad rotation. We had a chance to clear it, and then when Osborne shot the puck, we gave him way too much room, and we just had a misread there. Our defense froze a little bit. He usually rotates up there and he'll take that shot away from that player. But, yeah, unfortunately, you know, we had a good start, but I still think as coaches we felt good about how we were playing, even though we came out of the period down a goal.
Then we go to the second period. They scored their third straight. This one was on a power play that had just ended a 4-on-4 play.
McKechnie coming down on a partial bridge. He'll shoot, score!
Well, Coach, what happened on that play? And if you had to put fault on it, was it kind of the whole just not being aware of the whole situation with the guy coming out of the box?
Well, that's what it was, and that's it. It's almost like the the change. I think he came out of the one end of the box. I'm not sure the guy didn't step on the ice from the far end. So, you know, there's about maybe a 30, 35 foot swing there when the guy steps off the ice. So, yeah, we just weren't aware at that time. We were playing 4-on-4, and we knew they had a guy coming out of the box and got that partial breakaway on him. So, that's game management. You just have to understand the situation, where the puck is, and, you know, you got to have a feel for what time that guy is actually coming out of the penalty box. And I just didn't think we did a great job managing that situation or reading when he's going to come out.
Well, the Huskies looked like they were in trouble, but then they make a comeback. Joel Esperance gets his fifth of the season at the 9:45 mark of period number two.
Esperance lays a hit down there, play inside of the zone. Huskies trying to pick up the pace here a little bit. DJ Ike in on the forecheck, goes back to the point. Esperance covering, will score! Esperance with a goal from the point! As Hildebrand didn't see it, and it went all the way through. It's a one-goal game.
You know, just incredible how many of those type of goals were part of the weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, and they had that goal by Lesmonds. We had a real good shift going on in the zone. We had bottled them up, and Matt Roy actually ended up pinching on that goal. And Joel did a real good job of backing him up and puck game to him. And he had some patience and waited till we got some traffic in front of the net. And, you know, took a good shot, a good CNI shot that Hildebrand had no chance on.
CJ Ike and Tyler Hannity get the assist, and then it's Tyler Hannity getting his first goal of the weekend at the 12:13 mark of the second period, tying the game up at the time. A big goal for the Huskies.
And now up to center ice for Hag. Hag had it quickly taken away by Michigan Tech, and the cross is handed it. Puts on the break, shoots, score!
Well, it's not often you see a goal like that be unassisted, but that's exactly what it was because Tyler was the one that actually stripped the puck at center ice, correct?
Yeah, he had a real good back pressure, back check there. And they coughed the puck up, and Tyler did a real nice job of transitioning and, you know, drove the net and used a real nice shot. Had came in, took his time, you know, came in a little bit. He's on his off wing, so he, you know, it's a better shooting angle there. And he used a defenseman for a screen. And a great shot, great placement. Goalie had no chance. He didn't see it. And I think, you know, you alluded to earlier, one of the things that we did a nice job of was really taking the goaltender's eyes away from him. He didn't get to see a lot of pucks. We had a number of other good scoring opportunities the weekend that just missed the net or hit the crossbar, hit the post with good traffic in front. And any good goaltender, you know, he's going to stop that puck if he can see it. But we did a nice job of taking his eyes away so he couldn't see the puck and getting traffic at the net.
Yeah, right between the defender's legs and in the net, exactly. Tyler Hannanen gets the goal, his fifth of the season, and that ties the game up. But just seconds later, and you always talk, Coach, about how important it is that shift after a goal for you or after a goal against you. After a goal for you, Tyler Hannanen scores, and Stengline comes down just seconds later and takes the lead back for the Spartans.
As the play is in between, oh, a big hit there behind the Michigan Tech goal on Ock. Here's a turnover by the Huskies, pass to the front, here's a shot, score!
Well, Coach, on that goal, it looked like Jamie Phillips was in an awkward position. We talked about it. He kind of went down on one knee. What did you see on that play?
Yeah, I don't think he was ready, really, for the shot. It happened so quick. You know, we had possession, turnover, sort of a scramble in the slot area, and I think he was trying to find the puck, and it surprised him a little bit. But I'm sure that's one that he would like to have back. You know, usually he's going to stop 9 out of 10 times, but you know, you're right on, Dirk. You know, after you score a goal, a goal scored against you, you know, you want that pushback shift and to maintain, if you've scored, that momentum. And I just thought we did a real poor job there, very casual with the puck, and that sense of urgency was not there. And we need that. We need to get that back in our game. And I thought at certain times this weekend we got away from that sense of urgency and desperation. I don't want to say casual, but you know, sometimes you're overconfident with the puck, and you think you can have more time and can do more with it instead of just simplifying it and making sure you take care of the puck, especially in the danger zones. And that was a tough goal to give up. Was not happy with that goal. I don't think our team was either.
16-11, the shots of the second period in favor of Michigan State. So we go into the third period, Coach, and we're trailing by one. And the third period, you know, we get outshot 11-5. Did you see it as being that lopsided?
No, I did not. I mean, I thought they you know, had a little bit of push there, but they're a team that just fires everything at the net from anywhere, and I thought that's all they were doing. You know, they're dumping the puck in and really just trying to shoot from anywhere at that point. And you know, if I was in their shoes, I probably would have been doing the same thing the way things were going in the game. But I didn't see it being as lopsided, obviously, as the shots on goal.
Mark Ock with a great play in which he looked like he was going to shoot, didn't see the shot lane, and spun around and took a shot and tied the game up.
Michael bringing up the right side now for Michigan Tech, trying to tie it up. Here's Hannanen with a move. Hannanen just lost it. Walking in is Ock. Couldn't take the shot. Now he'll shoot. Scores!
Tyler Hannanen to C.J. Eich get the assist on that play. 18:20, the time of the goal. That was a big one, Coach, and that was just a great play by Mark Ock.
Well, it was. It was a real good individual play. You know, on your call there, you mentioned, you know, Tyler's just trying to get the zone, and he cut to the middle, and there's a lot of traffic in the middle of the ice on this goal, and he got this, you know, puck poked off his stick, and one thing our defensemen do really well is they follow the play up, and Mark Ock was right on that blue line, so when they actually poked the puck off Tyler's stick, went right to Mark, and he made a great move, and he's got some offensive instincts and you know, skating ability there that a lot of players don't have, which really enabled him to find that shooting lane, and he took a good shot, and again, we had great traffic, great net front presence. Hildebrand didn't even move till after that puck was by him, and another shot, high glove side, and you know, great goal, big-time goal. And that really changed the momentum in the game.
It did. It sucked everything right out of the Spartans, and that's why in the overtime period we outshoot them 5-0. And that fifth shot in the overtime period, which was the 35th shot on goal for the Huskies, was the game winner by the star of the game, Tyler Hannanen.
48 seconds left in the overtime. Faceoff control by the Huskies. Here's a shot by Hannanen.
Well, Coach, you look back at that icing call, and I know Anastas and the Spartans were arguing. Do you know what the